Man, what the heck just happened?
Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Everybody to the grind. I got a funny story to tell you guys in just a moment because this is actually the realest show ever. As we always know, this is unscripted conversation. But I have something real funny to tell you guys here in just a moment. Well, you know, it may not be as funny to you as it is to me. But I'm going to play one more song for you guys, then I'll come back and tell you something real, real funny. I think you guys will enjoy. I'm not going to say my pain. I'm going to say I think you guys will enjoy our pain. How about that?
Your mouth will talk and all that good stuff, man. It's for all my folks who got legal jobs. You beat the odds, you feel me?
We ain't supposed to be here, never thought we'd see it. Now we live in proof, tell the world to believe it. Congratulations, thank God we made it. They told us we was left to live, I know they hate it.
To be nothing but a dope dealer, but a hope killer. Supposed to brag on the guns and the coke kilos, dropping mollies in a coke zero. Ashamed of my education, that I'm finally off probation, that I quit smoking, got a wife and kids, and I'm a real father, no faking. See, I'm a black man who beat them. Supposed to be locked up with no job. Never should have went to college or learned who God is. You added up and saw. Never knew my pop, I've been abused, ran from the cops, I went to school, high on them crops, wasn't a thug, never been shot, running from God, man, turning my back, never would have made it, Marvin sad, but he opened up my eyes and I can't look back, why they look surprised, I just took my cap, yeah, he did it, he changed me and I wear that, he made me what I'm supposed to be, you get close to me, you might get it,
we ain't supposed to be it, never thought we'd see it. Now we live in proof, tell the world.
I'm supposed to be dead in jail right now.
Congratulations.
But instead, I'm sharing my gift with the world.
They thought it's me, but nothing now. I know they hate
it.
Working her way through college, trying to put food in her son's mouth. On the pole for them dollars, she was looking for some solace. Told the Lord, I promise, I'm headed to the hills with my heels on. Where the fields ain't attached to the billfold. No copping fields from no Uncle Phil, just Phil Jackson, coach her. And get her out that game where they losing their dignity for a coach first. No skirts, just skirts. Found another way around the road work and left that fine establishment. It's like her whole life is having a growth spurt. She out the game and they hate it. Mad at her, she made it.
Haters
ain't nothing but some shellfish in a bucket. Probably get crabs if you touch it. Now she graduated from college. Scratch that, graduated with honors. Little man got a little cap and gown. Looked at her, matching his mama. Yeah.
Round of applause to all the ladies out there who didn't let anybody tell them what they could or couldn't be. And they kept their dignity while doing it. Congratulations. Proud of you, mama. Yeah.
All right, round of applause. Great morning again, everybody. I hope you had that cup of coffee. You know, as you can probably tell, I am mobile this morning in the truck with my grandson. He's going to actually be the co-host today. He's going to say whatever he wants to say whenever he wants to say it. I can almost promise you that. So we are definitely Houston, Texas bound. Yeah, Jace, I know. We're definitely Houston, Texas bound, in the truck, headed to the airport, you know, on the move, improvising, adapting, and overcoming, you know. I don't know if we're going to really get there. My daughter is driving,
super, super, super slow today. She is 25 years old, 26. She's driving like she is a senior citizen this morning. So we're going to see if we get to the airport on time, guys. But thank you for chiming into the grind this morning, guys. The unscripted conversation. We do whatever we want to do on this show. We're going to say some stuff that we know some people probably been wanting to say and didn't know how to say it. You know, we're going to say some stuff at the same time that's going to piss some people off. But that's okay, because sometimes truth hurts, you know, and that's just the life that we live. But we're going to do it tastefully. How about that? We're going to do it tastefully. So, you know, hopefully everybody had an amazing hump day yesterday. It was most definitely a hump day for me and my wife. We, you know, we got over hump day, and it was our anniversary on hump day, 28 years of marriage. Guys, you know, complete, you know, love, guys, the love. We're just having a blast over here, you know, and she gave me this card, and she said, you know, she said, our love is going to be together forever. There's nothing that we can't handle together, you know. And in the very beginning of this, of our relationship, you know, it was just that, you know, a lot of people say, you know, hold on, y'all stressing right now. Oh no, y'all gonna get the real, deal this morning. But a lot of people say that that there's no such thing as a soulmate. But you know, I believe that there are soulmates. I believe there are people out there that are tailor made for you. People out there that have your heart, that are always gonna have your back. And, you know, and you don't always have to be, you know, 100% compatible with that person in terms of what you dislikes in your life. You know, my wife and I, we are absolutely opposites. So stuff that she likes, I don't like. In a lot of cases, and vice versa. But, you know, but we gel together and we bridge the gap and we make each other strong. So I had a great anniversary yesterday, did some running around, you know, learned some things, saw some things, did some things. So, but I want to talk about this morning, you know, on the grind. I want to talk about, you know, taking ownership and excuses, making excuses. You know, There's that time in life where you have to just at some point in time just say, it's me, my bad, my fault. And what I've learned is that over the years, the more we make excuses about where we are in life, the more we make excuses about the things that happen to us on a daily basis, the further we set ourselves back on our journey. And a lot of you saying right now, well, why would I take it? You know, why would I take responsibility for something that I didn't do? In a lot of cases, you didn't do it. A lot of cases, you may have had nothing to do with it. But here's the key: it affected you. If it affects you, if it impacts you, let me use that word impact because I think it's more powerful. If it impacts you, and so if it impacted you, that means you either put yourself in that arena for that to happen, or maybe you just unknowingly got in that arena. But from a mental perspective, you can only change what you do. You can't change what somebody else does and how they think. So if you take responsibility, you do, on how things impact your life, then, of course, you can change it. But those things that other people do that you didn't have any real control over, if you take responsibility for that mentally for yourself, then you can affect the mental change that you need to change, you know, in your life in order to move forward and say, you know what, mental note, my bad, I'm, you know, never gonna let that happen again, never going to be around something like that again, never going to actually allow myself to do something like that. So taking responsibility for everything cuts out the excuses. So if there are no excuses in your life, then you can't have all of the setbacks that you normally have. You know, I've seen so many people in life, they'll sit back and they'll blame their entire failure in life on other people. You know, even when they were supposed to do something and they didn't do it, the first thing they do is, instead of them saying that, you know what, I should have did this or I should have did that,
or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. Instead of them finding the issue and what they did, they automatically look and finding the issue and what somebody else did to contribute to them not actually meeting that goal. So if it's your intent to move forward in life, then you have to take responsibility and meet those to meet your goals and not make the excuses that you would normally make. So how does that work? Let me show you, give you guys a great example. All right. You get up every morning for work. You get ready to go to work. You did the same thing that you do every single morning. And you go to work and you're on the way to work. And then there's an accident. There's an accident. And you're like, wow, man, if this accident is going to make me late for work. It normally takes me 30 minutes to get there. I leave at 8 o'clock every morning, and I don't typically have no problems getting to work. Well, this particular morning, there's an accident. So you immediately say, wow, I'm going to be late to work. If this accident would not have happened, I would have been late. I wouldn't have been late to work. You get to work. What's the first thing you say to all your coworkers? You're 5-10 minutes late. Well, it was an accident on I-95, 75, 85, whatever you want, whatever highway you're on. There was an accident there, and if I hadn't hit that accident, I would have been on time. Instead of, now that's good for your boss because, you know, your boss wants to know that, you know, why you were late. Thank God, you know, I have to deal with that no more because, you know, I'm my own boss. I don't have to answer to anybody. So we got some more CEOs on this line as well. But for your boss, that should make you angry all in itself. For your boss, you got to make that excuse. So if you got a job, you tend to be a professional excuse maker because you got to make an excuse that you keep your job. So you can't tell your boss they want to take ownership of it, because if you tell your boss, you know what, I should have got up earlier and had a contingency plan just in case something happened, and I wouldn't have been late. You know, my bad. You tell your boss that, he may say, well, you know what, this person just sucks at planning. So, you know what, I'm going to find somebody that can do their job, and I'm just going to fire them and lay them off. So what would have happened is you would have lost your job. Now you would have been in a worse place. So you have to make those excuses to your boss and let him know what to deal with. But mentally, in order to not have to make those excuses to your boss, always have a contingency. Always leave the house earlier or give yourself more time to do something. That's the aha moment for that particular excuse that you would have made. Or if the traffic wouldn't have been bad, if I wouldn't have had that accident, I would have got here on time. But the reality is, I've always been taught in the military, and everybody talks about, oh, the military is so strict, and one of the best educations on life I've ever had is the military. They teach you to have a contingency. They teach you how to be a leader. They teach you how to play, be a team player. They teach you to always have a contingency. Just in case something goes wrong, you have something that's your backup plan. In the military, when you're in war, you call it, you know, I have a backup gun, or I have a backup parachute, you know, or I have, you know, a backup pack of food over here just in case we don't get a meal today when we think we're supposed to eat. I have a backup MRE over here. That's a contingency that you need to have in life. But the excuses that you make in life actually set you back further than you would have been set back ordinarily. Just if you wake up 10 minutes late, and you decide that I'm not going to get up and do what I need to do today, that could actually set your goal and your vision back, you know, 5 days. You just never know how an excuse is going to impact your life. So in order to be excuse-free, you really have to learn to take responsibility for everything. When you're out and about and you're doing to the club with your girls or your boys, you know, y'all go to the club, and thank God I don't do that no more either. But anyway, you go out to the club and you hang out and you get real drunk, and you say, you know what? If such and such wouldn't have gave me that last drink, I wouldn't have got drunk. I think I would have been okay. No, the reality is if you wouldn't have taken that last drink, you would have been okay. Take responsibility for everything that you do in life because you can only change you. Stop trying to change everybody around you. Be the catalyst. Be the change that you want to see in other people. Always take that responsibility that you know nobody else can take because only you can affect change. If you want people to take blame for what you do, you're only delaying the inevitable. You're using other people as a scapegoat. And if you use other people as a scapegoat, then what you're doing is you're really looking in the mirror and you're doing the same thing we talked about on the last show. You're giving yourself the kiss of death because now you start to believe, and y'all hear my co-host Jay say that he has something to say, of course. I don't by not taking responsibility for what you are actually doing in life. You know, so guys, right now we're headed to the airport and we're trying to figure out, okay, now our flight leaves at 9:44. We had a, you know, and I look to the right of me and the traffic is bumper to bumper. But our contingency was we're going to jump on the express lane. We were able to jump on the express lane and able now we're moving past all of the traffic. And that's how life is and not making excuses. If you make excuses in life, then you're in the traffic and you're not going anywhere. You're going to be bumper to bumper. You're not taking responsibility because when you take responsibility, you can implement change. And with change comes growth. And now when you implement that change, you can get in the express lane in life and actually move yourself forward with the people that are moving, all right? Because change is inevitable. And if you don't change with change, all right, every day you should be looking to change because you change every day. You should change mentally. You should change physically. Every day you should change in some way, shape, form, or fashion. We know we change physically every day regardless, but mentally you should ask yourself, what lesson did I learn yesterday that I can apply today? I encourage all of you to keep a journal. Keep a journal because that journal allows you to be able to reflect back and your kids and your, you know, you could even write a book about all of the reflections that you've had and be able to help somebody else. Because in this life, in this journey that we call life, it is all about how you impact the lives of others. What are you sowing into other people? Are you teaching them to take responsibility? Are you teaching them to be able to affect change in their life so that the world around them sees that change and they want to be a part of that change? See, that's how success finds you and you not find success. Success finds you on the road that you need to be on. Success finds you on the road that you need to be on. It doesn't find you on the road that you're not supposed to be on. So the sooner you start taking that responsibility, you can change your environment. You can change your mindset. See, because when you start changing the way you look at things, the things you look at start to change. And your mindset, that's what we always say. You can chop the head off and kill the body. Nothing happens physically until it first happens mentally. And the sooner you decide to embrace your process and move forward in life, then the sooner you will be able to have the success that you've always longed to have. And you won't have to worry about, did I leave such and such behind? You know, I'm feeling bad about leaving, you know, about leaving your quote-unquote friends behind you, your business partners that weren't quite ready to move as fast as you were on the journey. Always remember, you're not leaving anyone behind. They're just staying where they are. So it's important to understand that you to relieve yourself of that guilt that people will play on you and to try and actually hold you back from your goal. No one will. So what do? They hope and they pray that the person that is running faster than them is going to get tired before them. Instead of just practicing harder, hustling harder, grinding harder, instead of just actually doing the things that you know you're supposed to do to move forward, you start hoping and praying that somebody in front of you falls down so that you can pass them up. You know, I listened to the world-class sprinter. I can't remember his name. What's the world-class sprinter's name from Jamaica? Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt. I listened to him the other day, and he said, you know, they said, how are you so successful? How are you so confident at doing what you do? When you're out on the field, it seems like you're having, beyond the track, it seems like you're having fun. And he said, because I am having fun. And they say, well, when do you really find time? When are you not having fun? He said, I'm really having fun because I'm doing what I love to do. He's really doing his passion. But he said, when nobody else is watching, I'm grinding. When nobody else sees me, when I'm in the dark, I'm eating how I should be eating. I'm practicing the way I should be practicing. I don't wait for the spotlight to come on, because when the spotlight comes on, it's showtime. That's when I have fun. He said, but there's no way that I'm going to be as confident as I would want to be and as I need to be if I don't do the things that I should do, that I need to do when nobody else is watching. So his ethics when it comes to practicing are insane. He sets the bar so high for himself that, you know, he has to really, really stretch himself in order to achieve it. Pain is the stretcher. A lot of us run from pain. If we're running from the pain and not learning from the pain, not growing from the pain physically and mentally, then the pain is going to own you instead of you owning the pain. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, thank you guys all for chiming into the grind. I'm not going to keep everyone long this morning. You know, I definitely wanted to talk about, you know, being accountable for yourself and not setting yourself back and in life and moving forward and so you can actually achieve the success that you've always wanted in life. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Remember, always move forward. Always look forward, because there's absolutely nothing behind you or seen. Have a great morning, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your day. Join us back here on the grind on Tuesday morning, bright and early.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down, but I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level, the very first level is you seeing it like it's clear to you, like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I'm here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. I do not want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close to that.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.